And now the game where we talk to somebody about something they don't particularly want to talk about. It's called Not My Job. If you have a teenager or just a romantic in your family, they're probably talking about the Netflix movie To All the Boys I've Loved Before. It's been credited with reviving the whole genre of teen romantic comedy. Well, that movie is based on a best-selling book by Jenny Han. She joins us now. Jenny Han, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Jenny, first of all, congratulations on the success of the movie. Everybody's talking about it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Was it autobiographical at all, this particular one, To All the Boys I've Loved Before?
It was a little bit. The germ of the idea came from my own life because I used to write secret love letters to boys when I was trying to find closure. Aww. And then I put them in a hat box and I never sent them out, but mine were never mailed.
Right. In the movie, the letters that the heroine has written get mailed, and then she has to deal with all these boys who have gotten these love letters from her. And
yes.
Hijinks ensue.
Jenny, did you see in the news today about those letters that are like 250 years old that have just been opened up? It's the coolest thing. Like, these letters that were sent from Nova Scotia back to England, like hundreds of years ago, and they never made it. And then now this archivist is opening them, and they're heartbreaking. It's like, Father, won't you send me some sustenance? Father, it's terrible here. And they're just like these old yellowed pieces of paper that never reached the right person.
Oh, no.
So they never got their sustenance.
Father, I hope that in 250 years' time, an Irish woman doesn't make fun of me on the radio.
Jenny, I've always wondered this about writers who write romances, because, of course, in romances, generally, the girl gets the boy gets the girl. Do you feel obligated to have a successful romantic life of your own?
Whoa. Really getting into it, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You knew when you signed up for this, Jenny. Go on.
Oh, my God. I'm blushing.
When you interview Stephen King, are you like, do you feel obligated to murder people in different frightening scenarios?
Do you ever get, I mean, since you based this novel on a real life thing, do you ever hear from people that you knew when you were young going, was that guy me or was that woman me?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yes, and I just got my high school reunion email.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go?
I probably won't, but...
Oh,
but
you got to go.
You have to go. Bring a camera crew with you.
The whole point of becoming a best-selling author is to go back to your high school reunion and lord it over everybody.
Also, yeah. Also, before you go, send out all those letters.
I'm actually serious, because I know this happens to author friends of mine. Do people like get in touch with you and go, Jenny, was that guy me? You based that on me, didn't you?
Yes, people do that. At my 10-year reunion, people were asking me if they had made it into the book, and I was denying everything. So I think at my 20-year, I probably will just avoid...
No, this is when you have to have fun and go and, like, mess with people and just, like, go up to, like, the mean girls that were mean to you in high school and be like, you got a coming, girl.
Do you, as a reader today, still enjoy romances? Do you like reading the sort of things you write?
Yeah, I do. I love it. And I'm so excited about the rom-com having this resurgence, because that's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, yeah. I've read that, like, oh, the rom-com is back because of To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Well,
they think that it's revived the genre. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would it be
God's work, Jenny? God's work.
Have you ever written a romantic book in which the girl or boy, whoever is the hero, does not get the object of their desire?
Yeah, I think so. I think generally romantic stories end with people together, but I like a story that ends, like, hopefully, but not necessarily neatly.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's never, like, a drowning at the end of your book.
Have you ever considered taking one of your couples that end up with that hopeful note and then revisiting them 10 years later? Where they're driving each other crazy because of the way they load the dishwasher? Have you ever...
To all the boys I've nagged before.
Jenny, are your parents are Korean, yeah?
Yes.
And what do they think? Do they get it?
My parents are very, very, very proud, and even more so when my uncle in Korea was sending my mom like articles about it in Korea.
Oh, yeah, that's when it's legit.
Yeah. Well, Jenny Han, it's a pleasure to talk to you. We've asked you to play a game we're calling...
To All the Toys I've Loved Before.
As we've discussed, your best-selling book and the movie based on it is called To All the Boys I've Loved Before. So we've invited you to ask you about the toys that people have loved before. You answered 2 out of 3 questions correctly about antique toys. You'll win our prize, the voice of any of us, and the voicemail of one of our listeners. Bill, who is Jenny Han playing for?
Carol DeSantis of Newtown Square, Pennsylvania.
You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first question. Furbies, of course, were the big toy fad of the 90s, but not everyone loved those little electronic talking animals. In fact, they were banned where? A, at the New York Philharmonic after 2 hours of Furbies singing wee ha ha and yummy left attendees shaken. B, the British Highlands after local kids discovered that the sounds of a Furby initiated a mating response in cows and their pranks caused too many births. Or C, at the Pentagon where officials were afraid that Furbies could record state secrets.
C.
Yes, you're right.
Wow.
You remember, those of them around, Furbies listened to you and repeated things back, and people were afraid at the Pentagon that they could get all our secrets. Here's your next question. The Easy Bake Oven, classic toy, but mostly popular with girls. When Hasbro tried to market the toy to boys, it failed. And that was probably because they did what? A, they called it the Queasy Bake Cookerator, with recipes for mud and crud cakes and drip and drool dog bones. B, they ran a TV ad with a boy using his Easy Bake Oven to melt his sister's Barbie. Or C, they just painted it black and rebranded it the Automatic Uzi Food Shooter Gun.
I'm going to guess B.
You're going to guess B, just a TV ad using his Easy Bake Oven to melt his sister's Barbie. If they had done that, they would have sold them to boys. What they did was they called it the Queasy Bake Cookerator.
What?
And all the boys across America were like, come on. All right, you have one more chance and you can win it all. Here's your last question. Sometimes toys teach kids the wrong lesson. Like which of these following Cold War era products? A, Mommy's a Spy, a card game that made kids think their parents were Soviet spies. B, the safe, harmless, giant atomic bomb toy, which you could use to shoot fake atomic bombs at your friends. Or C, My First Gorbachev, a home tattoo kit where you could paint your own forehead birthmark, just like the final Soviet leader.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's dark.
It is a little dark.
But I guess I'll go for B.
You go for B, the safe, harmless, giant atomic bomb. You're right!
Wow.
Oh, that's what it comes from. It's like... looked like a little bomb. Had a cap in the thing, so you threw it, and instead of a mushroom cloud, you got a pop.
Oh,
wow,
very exciting.
How fun.
Yeah, very exciting. Bill, how did Jenny Han do in our quiz?
Just like a Jenny book, she came out a winner.
Congratulations,
2 out of 3.
Jenny Han is the author of many best-selling books, including To All the Boys I've Loved Before. The Netflix adaptation of that book is streamable now. Jenny Han, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, guys.
In just a minute, we rocket to the moon in our listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.